Isaiah chapter 9, reading from verse 2 to 7. The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. They lived in a land of shadows, but now light is shining on them. You have given them great joy, Lord. You have made them happy. They rejoice in what you have done, as people rejoice when they harvest their corn, or when they divide captured wealth. For you have broken the yoke that burdened them, and the rod that beat their shoulders. You have defeated the nation that oppressed and exploited your people, just as you defeated the army of Midian long ago. The boots of the invading army and all their blood-stained clothing will be destroyed by fire. A child is born to us, a son is given to us, and he will be our ruler. He will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. His royal power will continue to grow. His kingdom will always be at peace. He will rule as King David's successor, basing his power on right and justice, from now until the end of time. The Lord Almighty is determined to do all this.
I'm reading from Micah chapter 5 on page 902 in the Pew Bibles from 2 to 4. God promises a ruler from Bethlehem. The Lord says, Bethlehem, Ephrathah, you're one of our smaller towns in Judah, but out of you I will bring a ruler for Israel, called to ancient times. So the Lord will abandon his people to the Ammonites, and to a table man who is to give birth has our son. Then his fellow countrymen who are in exile will be reunited with their own people. When he comes, he will rule his people with the strength that came from the Lord and with the majesty of the Lord God himself. The people will live in safety, but the people over the earth will acknowledge his greatness, and he will bring peace. Amen.
This reading is from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. The birth of Jesus is announced. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. Her name was Mary. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, as his ancestor David was. And he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the holy child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth? It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "May it happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Amen.
A reading by Joan Brocklesby called Invitation. Will you be my guest this Christmas? I have only an animal stall, but if you can bear being crowded, I'll make sure there's room for all. The table will not be laden, but there is bread and wine to share. And you soon will cease to hunger if you come and join us there. If you'll be my guest this Christmas, I'll promise to be your guide through a manger, a cross, and an open tomb to adore the whole world wide.
The reading is from Matthew chapter 1, verses 18 to 25. The birth of Jesus Christ. This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph. Before they were married, she found out that she was going to have a baby by the Holy Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right, but he did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, do not be afraid to take Mary to be your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit she has conceived. She will have a son, and you will call his name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. "A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us." So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. But he had no sexual relations with her before she gave birth to her son, and Joseph named him Jesus.
Our reading is taken from Luke chapter 2, and I'm reading verses 1 to 20. At that time, the Emperor Augustus ordered a census to be taken throughout the Roman Empire. When this first census took place, Quirinius was the governor of Syria. Everyone then went to register himself, each to his own town. Joseph went from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to the town of Bethlehem in Judea, the birthplace of King David. Joseph went there because he was a descendant of David. He went to register with Mary, who was proposed in marriage to him. She was pregnant, and while they were in Bethlehem, the time came for her to have her baby. She gave birth to her first son, wrapped him in strips of cloth, and laid him in a manger. There was no room for them to stay in the inn. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid. But the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord. And this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angels, singing praises to God. Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased. When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing which has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back, singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them. This is the word of the Lord.
A meditation by Eddie Askew. Lord, we'd have done it differently. Your coming to earth, press releases, banner headlines, discussion on telly, all the hype of the supermarket. We'd really have sold it, Lord, your coming. Yet you chose to come as a baby, helpless, dependent, to a carpenter and his wife. No better than she should be, I expect, they said. Away from home, on the road. Not the sort of people we'd notice, except to joke about their accent. And yet your arrival moved the world, shook it, changed it, shone light in dark places, brought hope and love. Especially love, Lord. Not the pale reflection we show, but love as a flame burning into our lives, bright, clean, pure, and burning itself out on a cross. And yet in the burning out, lighting new flames, flames of faith and hope, spreading warmth across the world. Love, rich in a poor stable. Love, discounted on a cross. Glorious in resurrection. Tangible in human lives. Made beautiful today. Lord, help me reach out to touch it. Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12, on page 4 of the New Testament. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea, during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the baby born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when it came up in the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born?" "In the town of Bethlehem in Judea," they answered, "for this is what the prophet wrote: Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judah. For from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel." So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem with these instructions: "Go and make a careful search for the child, and when you find him, let me know, so that I too may go and worship him." And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. When they saw it, how happy they were! What joy was theirs! It went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother, Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. Then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. May God bless to us that reading from his word. Keeping Christmas, by Henry Van Dyke. Are you willing to forget what you have done for other people and to remember what other people have done for you? To ignore what the world owes you and to think about what you owe the world? To put your rights in the background and your duties in the middle distance, and your chances to do a little more than your duty in the foreground. To see that your fellow men are just as real as you are, and to try to look behind their faces to their hearts, hungry for joy. To own that probably the only good reason for your existence is not what you are doing to get out of life, but what you are doing to give to life. To close your book of complaints against the management of the universe, and to look around you for a place where you can sow a few seeds of happiness. Are you willing to do these things even for a day? Then you can keep Christmas.